Welcome to the Living in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida podcast with your hosts, Tim Whittemore and Stephanie Durham with the Whittemore Group. From your morning coffee to those nighttime brewskis, they are here to tell you what it's like to eat, sleep, drink, play, work, and live on the beautiful Emerald Coast.
Are you considering purchasing a condo out here in Destin, Florida? You'll want to watch this before buying a condo here in 2024. So I've got some great information coming at you. So stick around. What's up, everybody? This is Tim Whittemore here with the Whittemore Group in the beautiful Destin Fort Walton Beach area. Here walking around in Destin at Noriega Point today. This is your first time to our channel. We do tons and tons of videos about everything you need to know about our area. Now, if you are moving to this area, you got some questions, you need some help, or looking to invest in the area, we got you covered. Give us a call, text, email, whatever you need to do. We do tons and tons of videos, so make sure to go ahead and click that subscribe button, click that little bell so you're notified every single time we got a new video coming out. All right, so let's talk about purchasing a condo here in the Destin area, here in the Destin Fort Walton Beach area. We'll go through all of that information today. As you can see, we're sitting over here in Noriega Point. We got the Destin Harbor over here, and on the other side, we've also got the Gulf. So beautiful day to be out here. We'll talk about people that do invest into properties here in our area. There's a couple of things that you should probably know. Most of the people that are coming here are looking more for vacation rentals. Most of the time, these vacation rentals are gonna be a condo, which is why you're watching us today. Now, when I talk to our different types of investors, there's typically three types of investors for those that are looking to purchase a condo. The first one, well, they're just looking for a second home. Just looking to gain equity over time. And if you're not that, then you're probably like everybody else. I'd say most of the time when I talk to investors that want to move to this area is that they want to go get something for them and their family. And then of course they want to rent it out the rest of the time to offset the cost or even make some money. The third is that true investor. You know who you guys are. You're very analytic. You just care about the numbers here, and I don't blame you. I get it. But it's just about whatever the income is. It doesn't care where it is, whether it's sitting on the bay, sitting over here on the Gulf, like either one of these two. As long as the numbers work, hey, we're good to go. All right, so that's what we typically look at. Now, when we look at condos, like you can see those behind me over here on the Gulf. As we look at condos, you should really be and understand, especially here in Destin, that we've got three basic types that we look at. Now, the condos that I'm gonna be talking about is more about financing and how you can actually purchase these. And we have what's called warranted, unwarranted, and we also have these things called condotels. Yeah, that's right. It's like a condo in a hotel. So let's kind of talk about those. The main reason that we even care about that is to see what sort of financing we're gonna be able to get for these. And if you do have a warranted condo, that means that all the other products out there that you can get to include VA, FHA, all the other ones out there, conventional is going to be super easy to get. You'll be able to go ahead and get financing for those. Problem is, a lot of these things, they're not warranted. I'd say a majority of them, especially out here on Noriega Point, we're not seeing a whole lot that are warranted. We have unwarranted. Okay. Does that mean that banks can't lend to these? Well, given there are certain products, they can't. Now, hard money and conventional type products, you're going to be able to see those a little bit more. You'll be able to get those. Now, a lot of our local lenders have worked with some of these condos before, done all the paperwork, lent with the HOAs, and are able to lend to them. You're typically going to be seeing about a 25% down, regardless if it's going to be an investment property or second homes. You might be able to get away with a little bit less than that, but I would assume that that is what you're going to get. So definitely talk to us. We know the lenders, especially it will depend upon the complex that you're going to be looking to purchase into, and we'll be able to get you that information as well. Now, condotels are an interesting beast. It has to meet certain stipulations to be a condo hotel, or condotel as we like to call it. And in order for that to happen, it's got to have like a main desk like a hotel does. There's a certain portion that is owned by a certain amount of people that are in there, how it's managed, and you'll get your condotel. Now, if you are looking to purchase one of these, this is usually from our past experience, is that we only get people that are crossing the street. We are also looking at people that are typically typically using cash or hard money, mainly because of the financing contingencies for these. They just don't meet what they need to. I've tried many a times with certain lenders, and if it's not hard money or if it's not internally for the bank, it's really, really hard to get those. So one thing to be cognizant of as well is that when you are looking to purchase one of these things, that the income isn't steady. Like if you're looking to get a long-term rental, a lot of the times the income's pretty steady. Obviously, you set the price, the same thing coming month over month. If this is your first time looking into a vacation condo, a lot of the times you're gonna get a ton of money during the most active time, which is during the 4th of July into August, like July, August, you're gonna see most incomes. That's when the highest demand comes out here, especially here in Destin. However, in the off season, you're gonna get a lot of the snowbirds that are gonna be coming into town. They're gonna stay a little bit longer and the purchase is going to be a little bit lower for that. And so the income's gonna be lower. So anticipate that as you go forward. Now, other parts, once you figure out, yeah, this is where I wanna be, this is the unit, this is what I'm gonna do, whether it's for me and my family here, we're gonna make sure that all that stuff is good for you. Now we gotta learn about expenses. What about expenses? So there's a couple of ways that we can really get the biggest part of the expense, which I believe is management. When you have management, you can have a couple of different routes that you can go. First, you can self-manage. That's actually been really popular around here. You'll see that we've got some townhomes outside of condos as well that people rent out as well, and they can self-manage those through Airbnbs. VRBO.com is also a really popular one that they have out here, and you can do it pretty easily. However, you are managing that big portion of it. There are people actually that do manage Airbnbs and VRBOs, set the price and everything for you to take that away, and their management fees are actually pretty good. If you are curious about that, of course, contact us. The other part here is you can get some of these other people that will actually manage normally for you. And what we saw at least a decade ago, it was always seeming to be around probably 18 to 25% of whatever your gross is what they would cost for that management. And that's still pretty typical what we're seeing here. Although the competition did go up, especially during COVID when we had a ton of people out here and with the VRBOs and Airbnbs that came in here, there was a big kind of influx and the price went down, which really kind of helps you guys out as consumers and as future condo owners. So kind of keep that in mind. And other costs that you're also going to have, depending upon what you want to do, will depend upon the unit. Now, some of these units around here, you're going to see that, yes, you have to worry about cleaning. You're also going to have to worry about advertising, depending upon the platform that you have. You'll also have to worry about maintenance costs that you'll have with the condos. Now, the good news is that if you do have a condo, that you're only really responsible for what's in the condo, right? So if it has to do with the outside exterior, like the windows and balconies, you're usually not having to worry about that. That's part of the HOA. If you can think about it, if you're in a condo, it's kind of like an apartment, half of the walls, half of the ceiling, half the floor, like that's your responsibility at that point. So you still do have to have maintenance for that, which will come over time. And especially, I mean, you get vacationers, right? You get vacationers out here and they're having a fun. They have a ball. They may put a foot through a wall, depending upon how rowdy these people get. Destin, it's not that big of a deal. Maybe spring break time, but it's not Panama City Beach. So you kind of get the gist of it. And depending upon the complex that you actually get will depend on the clientele that typically goes there as well. So keep that in the back of your mind. Now you will have HOA management that will be in there as well that you're going to have to pay for. It's part of your fee. You have HOA dues, which is part of what I was just saying. And depending upon what the amenities are, there are some places that are out here that have amazing amenities, right? It's pretty much a resort. Yeah, you're going to have to pay a higher amount of that for the maintenance of the pools, the access and upkeep of the beach access and everything else that they might have for you. Also, you're going to have to worry about your hot and cold temperatures in there. So your HVAC, how much that's going to get you for your power bill. So you will have to typically do that per unit. Just know that most of the time that you're going to have people in there, they're going to have it either super hot, super cold, or whatever that they're going to be looking at. One other thing to keep in mind as well is that a lot of these complexes, they collect your dues over time and then keep up for regular maintenance. However, if a big storm comes through or the HOA has been mismanaged, then they can call what they call assessments. And assessments can come down at any time for any reason, which can really dig into your profits. So you want to have a nice reserve in order to ensure that if an assessment does come through, that it doesn't kill your investment and you still have something to pull from. It does happen. Talk to your real estate agent, talk to us. We'll give you the scoop on each of these complexes. Also, some additional things. You have TV, cable, if it's not part of your HOA dues, internet, like who's going someplace without Wi-Fi, water, sewer, things of that nature. So definitely keep that in the back of your mind as you go in. The biggest thing here is to set the expectations of what you're gonna get. If you are looking for a second home, well, you're looking for a second home. Make sure that it is exactly what you're looking for, something you're gonna enjoy, that there's not a whole lot of maintenance, there's not a whole lot of other things going on that's going to cost you while you're not there. Now, secondly, if you are our second investor, which is most of you guys, if you are one of those people, then I want you to kind of keep in the back of your mind, depending upon when you're going to use this unit is going to really affect how much that income that you're going to have. So make sure that if you are going to be using it and you're using it during the off season, you're going to make a little bit more, right? Keep that in your mind. And if not, you know, and you want to use it during the summer, know that most of the time that we have people come in here, they're putting 25% down depending upon the interest rate and what the demand is over the season, that it's not really going to pay for itself. It will offset the cost, but it will not completely pay for itself. Based upon here in 2024, what our rates are right now, it will offset the cost, but it will cost you a little bit of money. Does that sound good? Maybe it doesn't. Just know there's one thing that we haven't calculated at all yet, and that's going to be the appreciation. The appreciation in the market, we're still looking, the five-year outlook still says that we are appreciating about 3-4% per year. So you're still getting equity in the home, and eventually, you know, rent prices typically go up as well, and you'll be able to offset that lately. So is renting and buying a condo here in Destin worth it for you? Well, that's going to be up to you. If you want to talk about the numbers, you want to ask any further questions, give myself here a call, give us a call, text, or email, or heck, leave it here in the comments. If you are one of our audio listeners, you're going to hear here later. Phone number, feel free to give us a text, shoot us a call, whatever you need to do. We love having conversations with you to see what we can do to help you out with your future investments down here in Destin, Florida. But again, my name's Tim Whittemore. I'm here with LPT Realty, and we'll see you in our next video. Take care.
That's all we got for today. To learn more about Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, make sure to hit that subscribe button and please leave us a review. Also, make sure you check them out and subscribe to their YouTube channel, Living in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And make sure to follow them on Facebook and Instagram. If you are thinking about moving, relocating, or investing in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, or anywhere between Pensacola and Panama City Beach, make sure to give them a call, send them a text, or email, because they have your back when moving to the Emerald Coast of Florida.